CDC officials believe the current outbreak of measles across the country was caused by a traveler visiting a California amusement park. The highly contagious but easily preventable disease is spreading rapidly due to higher numbers of parents choosing to forego their children's MMR vaccines. According to Beth Fisher with the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services, Kentucky allows parents to opt out of vaccinations for religious reasons and still enroll their children in public schools. She says roughly 2% of unvaccinated children in Kentucky schools are unvaccinated for those reasons.
In other states where they have different kinds of exemptions, for example, some states have what is known as a philosophical exemption, you do see higher rates of people opting out of the vaccine program.
Oftentimes, when parents cite philosophical reasons for abstaining from vaccinations, they do so on the grounds that it is unnatural to inject infectious diseases into their children. Dr. William Milan has been working with children at St. Clair Regional Medical Center in Moorhead since 1997. He does not agree with that line of reasoning.
The immunity from a vaccination is actually a boost to your immune system. It doesn't weaken it at all. And it actually basically harnesses the power of your natural immunity, because the way your immune system works is once it's exposed to something that even looks like a natural infection, your body develops a strengthening response to that product, and it thinks and believes that it's been truly exposed to the real virus, and it really actually wakes up your immune system in a very healthy, normal way, such that when you do actually get exposed to the real virus, your body's ready for it. And actually, all it's doing is enhancing your body's natural immune system. It's a very natural process, actually.
Dr. Tony Weaver, Medical Director of the University of Kentucky Physician Assistant Program and Assistant Medical Director of the Northeast Area Health Education Center, says he can understand parents' concerns.
I think the problem is, and this has been well documented, we have been so successful with vaccines at eliminating conditions that were almost universal, things like polio and things like measles, that we don't really see the opposite side of what happens when you don't get a vaccination. I understand the concern, but boy, there is a real downside to not vaccinating.
Besides not being quote-unquote natural, many parents read misinformation on the internet. One particularly infamous myth surrounding vaccinations became popular a few years ago. It suggested that vaccines cause autism. Dr. Weaver says that study was the result of falsified information. Another concern is the presence of various chemicals such as mercury in the vaccines themselves. But Dr. Milan says none of those substances are enough to cause any harm, and they exist to preserve the vaccine. There are individuals who cannot receive vaccines for medical reasons, such as those who are allergic to the contents, children under the age of 1 year old, and patients who have a weakened immune system. But if enough people receive their vaccinations, those at risk can be protected.
Herd immunity means that, so let's say virus X can only exist in humans. It can't exist anywhere else. So if enough people get sort of a shield around them, then that virus is going to die and no one will have it. Nobody will need immunity to it because the virus doesn't exist anymore.
As always, you should consult your pediatrician before making any medical decisions regarding your child, but don't be surprised if they agree with Beth Fisher.
The Kentucky Department for Public Health is very supportive of vaccines. We encourage vaccines, particularly for children.
Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Joshua Grandison.